പ്രതിക്രമാണ്.
പ്രതിക്രമണ്, ദ മാസ്റ്റർ കീ ദാറ്റ് റിസോൾവ്സ് ഓൾ കോൺഫ്ലിക്ട്സ്. ദ ട്രൂ നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് പ്രതിക്രമണ്.
What is the most important thing a human being should do in this life?
To speak and act exactly according to the thoughts in his mind. If you utter pleasant words but harbor negative thoughts in your mind, then you must do pratikraman, that is, ask for forgiveness. You should do pratikraman with Dada Bhagwan as your witness. This body that you see in front of you is not Dada Bhagwan. This body is called A.M. Patel of Bhadran, that is, a town in Gujarat, India. Dada Bhagwan is the omniscient one, the Lord of the universe, manifested within this body. Pratikraman should be done in his name as follows. Dear Dada Bhagwan, this mind has had negative thoughts, for which I ask for your forgiveness. Please forgive me. I too do Pratikraman recalling his name. To do good deeds is dharma. And to do bad deeds is adharma. Atma dharma, that is, religion of the self, is to go beyond both. If you do good karmas, you will earn merits, that is punya, in your karmic account, of which the benefits you will have to experience in the next life. For your bad karmas, that is pap, you will incur debt, which you will have to suffer in the next life. A person can attain the self when he has cleared all debits and credits from his karmic account.
In life, karma is inevitable. What should one do when he incurs a negative karma, either knowingly or unknowingly?
If that happens, there is a remedy for it. Once a misdeed has been committed, repentance should follow immediately. You must repent wholeheartedly and with sincerity. Even after repentance, should you repeat the mistake, there's no need to worry. Just repent again. You are not aware of the science behind all this. So you may feel that despite your repentance, the negative deeds do not stop. Why they do not stop is also a science in itself. You must simply carry on repenting. If you repent for your misdeeds wholeheartedly, all your bad karma will be washed away. If you hurt someone, then you absolutely must repent.
When we carry out our normal daily activities of the body, do we have to repent for it?
Yes, of course. Until you become self-realized, if you fail to repent, you will continue to bind more karmas. The tangled knots of karmas will loosen through repentance with a view to undoing wrong deeds. If not, the results of the sins you bind will be so horrendous that you may even forfeit human birth in your next life. However, if you manage to attain human life again, it will be full of suffering and misery. You will be deprived of food and respect, and you will suffer constant insults. That is why repentance, along with other rituals, becomes necessary. This is called indirect devotion, that is, not directed towards the self. Until you attain self-realization, such acts are necessary. Now, who should be a witness to your repentance? It must be done in the presence of the God you believe in, whether it is Lord Krishna, Dada Bhagwan, or any other God. There is a cure for everything in this world. First, the cure is born, and then the problem or affliction arises. How has the world come into existence? It is due to atikraman, that is aggression in thoughts, speech and acts. Kraman, that is, a neutral deed, a deed that does not have any good or bad implications, alone does not cause any problems. For example, if we damage someone's property and compensate him for the damage, it is not considered atikraman and therefore pratikraman is not needed. But to blame someone else for the damage to his property is atikraman. Atikraman is always taking place, so you have to do pratikraman. Any activity that takes place as a normal activity is simply kraman, and there is no problem with that.
How do we know if we have done atikraman?
You will know, and so will the other person. You will perceive it from the expression of his face, and you will feel it too. It will affect you both. That is why pratikraman must be done. Anger, pride, attachment and greed are all considered atikraman. So if you do pratikraman, they will diminish. If you do pratikraman immediately after atikraman, your anger, pride, attachment and greed will disappear. The worldly life is created by atikraman and destroyed by pratikraman.
So then, what is pratikraman?
If a person insults you, you should understand who the real culprit is behind the insult. Is it the one who insults, or is it the one who feels insulted? This should be determined first. You must understand that the person who insults you is not at fault, not even in the slightest degree. He is merely a nimit, that is, instrument. And it is because of your own karma, which is unfolding, that you both are brought together. The fault is your own, and you must do pratikraman if you harbor any negative feelings towards him. You do not have to do pratikraman if you have no ill feelings towards him, or if you feel a sense of obligation to him for being instrumental in the discharge of your karma. When a person is unpleasant or abusive towards you, you should look upon the incident as being your own account and see him as instrument. Even a pickpocket would be an instrument to settle your karmic account. All disputes arise because people blame the instrument. Atikraman is to walk on the wrong path, and pratikraman is to retrace your footsteps. Where there is discord, there is no pratikraman, and where there is pratikraman, there is no discord. You have no right to physically punish your child. You only have the right to explain things to him. If you spank your child and fail to do pratikraman, you will bind negative karma. Pratikraman is necessary here. It is atikraman even to say, I am Chandubhai. But for the sake of the worldly and social interactions, it is okay. If you do not hurt anyone, it is not called atikraman. If during the course of your day you hurt someone, it would be atikraman, for which you must do pratikraman. This is the science of the Vitrag. Atikraman takes you to a birth in lower life forms, namely the animal kingdom or even hell, while pratikraman transports you to a higher life form. Only pratikraman will help you until you attain final liberation. Who does not need to do pratikraman? The one who has not done atikraman.
When I see injustice in daily life, it upsets me. So what should I do if this affects the way I interact with others? How should I repent if there is any injustice on my part?
You should do alochana, that is confession, pratikraman, that is repentance, and pratyakhyan, that is resolve never to repeat the mistake. This should be done in the presence of whichever god you believe in. Which god do you believe in?
Lord Shiva, Dada.
So, Lord Shiva should be your witness when you repent. Your alochana should be that, having recognized your fault, you do not wish to repeat it. You must repeatedly repent. If you err, you must repent. In doing so, your wrong deeds will decrease. You may cause injustice, although you may not wish to. This can be attributed to the faults of prakriti, that is inborn nature. And the fault in your prakriti stems from your previous life, not from this life. Today you want to improve, but because of your previous causes, these faults continue to occur and they will not leave without harassing you. For this, you must continuously do alochana, pratikraman and pratyakhyan.
What is the solution when one has to tolerate and endure a lot of things?
You should tolerate without complaining. Tolerate with equanimity without cursing the other person in your mind. In fact, you should consider the other person as obliging you for releasing you from the bonds of your previous karma and thank him. You should feel an obligation towards him. No one suffers without a reason. Your suffering is the result of your own past karmas.
Is pratikraman only to be done for seeing faults in others?
Not just for that, but also for telling lies or for insulting or hurting someone. Pratikraman should be done if any violence through thoughts, speech or acts is committed towards any living being. Pratikraman should also be done for violating any of the five Mahavrats, that is, the five supreme vows of Ahimsa, non-violence, Satya, truth, Acharya, non-stealing, Aparigraha, non-greed, and Brahmacharya, that is, celibacy.
Every religion mentions Pratikraman.
God has said that Alochana, Pratikraman and Pratyakhyan are the essence of relative religion. These have to be done instantaneously. You should not keep anything pending. If you hurt someone, keep a mental note of it and then do Alochana, Pratikraman and Pratyakhyan. This instant shoot on sight, Pratikraman, is only possible when one is self-realized and is therefore able to see his own faults. However, if a person who has not attained the self were to apply the principle of Alochana, Pratikraman and Pratyakhyan in his daily life, it would still be beneficial for him, even though he does not understand it. Self-realization will eventually come to him. One is bound to attain self-realization if his Alochana, Pratikraman and Pratyakhyan are done with sincerity.
Pratikraman would be to repent. Is Pratyakhyan to resolve never to repeat the mistake?
Yes. Sincere repentance is called Pratikraman. Once Pratikraman is done, the Atikraman will not occur again. To vow, "I will never do that again, I promise not to repeat the mistake again," is called Pratyakhyan. When you do Pratyakhyan in this way, in your mind, one layer of karma will shed. Now, if the same Atikraman should occur again, it is because of another layer of karma. So you should not panic. Just continue with your Pratikramans.
What is Alochana, Dada?
Alochana is to confess your misdeed as it is and exactly the way it happened to your guru or to a jnani. The amount of Pratikraman one needs to do depends on the amount of Atikraman one does. Atikraman includes deeds that are not acceptable in society, deeds that are condemned, and deeds that inflict pain on others. If any of this applies, Pratikraman is necessary. You have to understand who binds the karmas. What is your name?
My name is Chandula.
Then the one who says, "I am Chandulal," is the entity that binds karma. Karmas are bound even during sleep, throughout the night. What is the reason behind this? It is because of the misconception of your true identity that karmas are being charged. In reality, you are not Chandulal, and yet you claim that you are. "I am Chandulal" is a false accusation, and with this belief, you are continuously charging karmas. With your conviction of "I am Chandulal" comes a series of other wrong beliefs, such as, "I am her husband, his uncle, her father, their boss, etc." Even in your sleep, you bind karma, which cannot be avoided. But if you purify your ego of its conviction of "I am Chandulal," you will not bind as many karmas. Even after the ego becomes somewhat pure, you will still have to perform some rituals. If your daughter-in-law breaks something expensive and you shout at her, you will have to do Pratikraman for hurting her feelings. The hurt you cause is Atikraman, and if you do Pratikraman immediately, the karma will be erased or become lighter. Whenever you do Atikraman, you must erase it with Pratikraman. It should be a shoot on sight, instantaneous Pratikraman, and not the kind that is done only once a year. Only then will it lighten this burden of suffering. If you conduct yourself according to the ways prescribed by the Vitrag, your suffering will depart.
How does one do Pratikraman?
If you have attained self-realization, you will become aware of the self within the other person. It is precisely the self within that person that you must address. Otherwise, you can direct your Pratikraman towards God by saying, "O Lord, I repent for my mistake. I ask you for your forgiveness and resolve never to repeat it." That is all.
Do the bad deeds get washed away?
Yes, yes, of course, they will. After pratikraman, the fault will not remain. Even a massive karma will appear as though it were a burnt rope, with its cinders intact, which crumble and disperse at the slightest touch.
And how should one repent? Should it be done outwardly, so that it is visible to others? Or should it be done from within, in one's mind?
In your mind. You should remember Dadaji, apologize for your mistake, and make a resolve never to do it again. In doing so, the pain will be erased and the mistake destroyed. If you fail to do this, your mistakes will accumulate. Akram Vignan is the only path of its kind that allows you to see your own faults and shoot them as they appear, destroying them completely.
On one hand, you commit aggression, and on the other, you repent. It is a never-ending thing.
It is not like that. If a person commits a bad deed and he repents, he can never feign repentance. When he repents, that repentance is sincere, and with that, a layer of karma is removed. The onion still appears whole, although one layer is gone. Another layer will be removed the next time. Repentance never goes to waste.
Should we not ask for forgiveness with a sincere heart?
A person who apologizes does so with his heart. It will even suffice to apologize insincerely as long as the apology is made.
Then it will just become a habit.
Even if it does become a habit, it is fine as long as an apology is made. Just realize that if you do not repent, you will have to pay for it. If someone is an alcoholic and asks for forgiveness, I tell him to keep asking for forgiveness and to make a firm resolution that he wants to quit his bad habit, even as he continues to drink. One day, he will be free of his addiction. I give you this absolute guarantee through my science. This science is bound to grow and proliferate, yielding immediate results. This is the cash bank of divine solution. The only cash bank. Such a bank has not appeared in the last 1 million years. It offers liberation within just 2 hours. I am ready to grant you whatever you ask of me. Nature forgives a man who, after he steals, repents. If he repents, even God does not regard it as a sin. People, on the other hand, will punish him, and he will have to suffer the consequences in this life. If one repents heartily, his faults would eventually disappear. But they speak superficially. Although you may commit a terrible mistake, if you sincerely regret it, it will not happen again. If it occurs again, it does not matter as long as you continue to repent.
What is the difference between pratikraman and paschatap?
Paschatap is repentance and is general and for a number of faults and not specific to any particular fault. Christians do a general confession of their faults every Sunday. Pratikraman, on the other hand, is specific to a fault. The one who commits the atikraman does pratikraman. Pratikraman is done instantly the moment atikraman takes place. Shoot on sight pratikraman should be done so that fault is erased. Alochana, pratikraman and pratyakhyan combined are the essence of Lord Mahavir's teachings. And in this path of Akram Vignan, the Gnani Purush is the essence of all teaching. You must simply understand that the Gnani's Agnyas, that is 5 cardinal instructions after Gnan, is your religion and penance. But alas, from time immemorial, people have had a tendency to interfere and not follow instructions.